The following is a presentation of Remnant.
Light of the world. Hey, this is Jeremiah from Remnant Church. Thanks for listening to us online. You know, we want you to be encouraged and filled with hope through your experience as you listen in. This life can be complicated, even confusing, but it's our hope that you catch a glimpse of God's unconditional love for you and His purpose for your life. Thanks for listening in.
And I'm going to jump right into it. I'm going to read out of Mark chapter 12. It says this. The next day, as they were leaving Bethany, Jesus was hungry. Seeing in the distance a fig tree and leaf, he went to find out if there was any fruit, if it had any fruit. When he reached it, he found nothing but leaves because it was not the season for figs. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for this morning, Lord. We pray that your Spirit, your Holy Spirit, would speak to us, God, and that you would just transform us, that we could leave with something new and fresh this morning. Thank you for your presence. We thank you for your love. We thank you for the cross. I pray that every heart is receptive this morning, every ear attentive, and anything, God, that would distract this service, that you would just remove it right now, Lord. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Okay, this morning I'll be speaking out of the book of Mark. And this whole chapter 11, there's three topics in it, and I'm limited for time. So I'm going to just go off 12 and 13. I had planned to speak all the way to 18, where Jesus curses this fig tree and then goes into the temple and turns all these tables over. And prior to that, right at the beginning of chapter 11, as I summarize this whole chapter in the book of Mark, this is his triumphal entry. Then it goes into the cursing of the fig tree, and then into the temple. But we're just going to focus on this fig tree. I got intrigued with this fig tree. How Jesus saw it, was hungry, and came to it and looked for some fruit. And that's what I want to talk about a little bit this morning. And Jesus is always seeking, hungry, and looking for his people. Always. He's always searching for those that are eager to serve him and be with him and do what he has commanded us to do. It's to bear fruit. Amen? And in this world we live in today, there's so much piracy going on. Pirating. False this. False materials. False things. Things that appear to be real. I was on the internet surfing just for ideas and stuff to share with you guys. I found one on Eric Jordan, his tennis shoes. They were like $360. Signed by him. They were like this big. I'm sure they're that big. He has big feet. And then I found some imitations like for $49. You know, there's imitation and there's a real thing. I found other stuff interesting on how I've seen videos pirated. And the box looks real. And the CD, the sleeve on it, it just looks real compared to the real product in a movie or a DVD. There's so much falseness out there. We have the... the Botox and the, I don't know, the lifting of parts in our bodies. And some of it's good. Exercise is good. Don't get me wrong. But some of it is not. We want to look like so-and-so. I also saw an Elvis Presley look-alike on the internet. There's hundreds of those guys. I think I could have been one of those. I just need the sideburns. There's so much look-alikes, wannabes. It's everywhere. And it's hard as Christians to follow because we're bombarded. We want to look like so-and-so. We want to be like so-and-so. And even things we buy. You know, there's a... my wife is here today. I told her I was going to talk about it, but it's not a bad thing. My wife buys tools. We're half of the time 99-cent store shoppers. Anybody have to raise your hand, please? We go 99, and she buys these tools, and I get home, and she wants me to fix stuff, and they look like the real deal. Almost like a Snap-on tool or a Makita, guys, you know what I mean? And I'll grab them, and I'm a real aggressive worker, and I'll just break them in my hand, and she's standing there every time it happens. I'm like, oh, God, I'm doing it again. She goes, you break everything. First thing I ask is, where'd you buy it? It's not the real thing. One time I was getting some juice out of some lines for her, and here we go again. She just happened to be standing there, and I'm doing the lines, and the handle just broke. Where'd you buy that? 99-cent store. Imitation. Imitation doesn't always work. We need the real thing. I need a Makita, the Wallace Good Snap-on. Those are good. Those don't break. I'm just giving her hints. Hopefully, if my birthday's coming around next month, maybe I'll get one. I had to throw that in there. But anyways, this fig tree. Jesus saw this fig tree. And he was hungry. And from far when he saw it, it was full of all these leaves. It was just immaculate. Imagine this fig tree standing out there, the breeze hitting all these leaves. There's probably other fig trees around it. Looked a little puny, not too many leaves. It looked like the real deal. And Jesus said, wow, you know what? I'm going to really get a stomach full here right now when I hit to that fig tree. It looks, it's got it going on. There's going to be a lot of fruit in that fig tree. All these leaves, this tree must have stood there. This fig tree had the privilege of being planted and cultivated by the farmer and took care of it and fed it and watered it. And it had the privilege of growing in this environment that was cared for and fertilized and grew and it grew and it grew. But it had an issue. This fig tree had an issue. It wasn't bearing fruit. And when Christ came to it, and he reached in and he reached in and he reached in. I mean, I can picture Jesus. Hold on, guys. I'm a little hungry. If you guys want to jump in, climb up there. There's probably some up there. And they're looking. And they're looking and they're looking. We've been in a fruit tree before some of us. When I was a kid, I climbed a lot of trees. I have cousins in Oxnard, and I'm going to share this. My uncle had plum trees. And if you eat a lot of plums, it's not good. So one day, my mom said, don't go to the trees. And I was hungry. I climbed up this tree, and I must have ate probably 50. A lot of them, bunch of seeds on the ground. I finally come down the tree. And we get in the car, and we're in Oxnard, okay? And we got to drive back to Brawley. And there's hardly no restroom stops with my dad. Well, guess what? About halfway into the trip, my mom goes, honey, pull over. We can smell this guy. I couldn't hold it. It just came out. I don't know why I said that. Forgive me. Pray for me. So anyways, here's this fig tree standing there full of leaves, looking immaculate. You know, it's just amazing that the exterior looked good. It's funny, the last song we're going to do, we learned a new song called Inside Out. I don't know if that's the name of it, but that's what I call it. That's the only part I liked, Inside Out. We need to be changed from the inside out as Christians. Amen? It starts in the inside. The exterior can play off a lot of people, impress a lot of people. Some people have a bunch of leaves that people can admire. But when it comes to eat some of their fruit when you're around them, it tastes a little sour. It can be a little bitter, even at times rotten already. You know? And that's not what a Christian's called to do. And here Jesus with his fig tree is trying to teach us something, teach these Christians then as well something. That it starts in the inside. You see, Jesus went from the tree to the temple, and I'll just summon it here real quick, that it was an externally or external fruitless life in the person. And then the turning over the tables could be the corrupt inner part of the person, the inside. And I believe our country, with all these Christians that are proclaiming to follow Christ in this beautiful United States, we have an exterior fruitless life and an inward corruptness. Because the world, it looks cool, man. It's great. And sometimes we want to get involved and do what they do. Well, we can hang around with them. We can be around them. I think of the times Christ sat with all the tax collectors many nights. And one of the reasons they hated Christ was because he hung around with the ones that were rejected, the ones that people didn't like, the religious people. The religious leaders were always coming out at Christ. They wanted to catch him in something. Even when he turned the tables over and rebuked everyone and cleaned house, the leaders right away, if you keep reading this text, they were looking for a way to kill him and take him out. See, we can get comfortable. We can start warming up in this water like this frog, but it's not good for us. We can die. We can spiritually die and dry up. We need to stay plugged in. We need our tree to grow fruits, and Christ can do that. Jesus is the master of that. He'll come into your life and start working in you inside out. Because externally, we can come to church, dress up, carry our Bible. Looks good. But what does the inside look like? Are we really living a life for Christ? See, He gave it all for me and you. He gave His whole life. He died for my sins and your sins and the sins of the world. And He wants that in you. He wants you to have that grace and mercy and righteousness and faithfulness towards other people and yourself. But it's got to come from the inside. Because us as people sometimes, our fruits aren't pretty. They can be a little sour to others. I work with some guys at work. One of them especially, he's been there for a few years now. And he's been walking with Christ for a while. And when he came up to me, we started sharing scripture. He was honest. I like that he was honest. He came up to me, straight up to me, said, "Frank, I know you're a Christian. I'm a Christian. We've been at it for a few years. I know you're a speaker. And I have to tell you straight out. We work with all these guys." He said this. I'm quoting him. He said this. "I have burned myself around here." And he started tearing. And he started tearing. He goes, "I have burned myself and I have burned Christianity. I've reacted in really bad ways towards other workers," because he's like a foreman out there. He's above a lot of the workers there. And he's just burned himself. He's made a trademark. He's marked. He's disdained Jesus Christ. That's what he told me. He was so embarrassed in Christ. "Okay, brother, let's pray about it. You know, no problem. We can just get up, dust yourself off, keep going at it. We can still get them." And there's several brothers there that are Christians as well. We're praying with this guy. So, but all the other workers have pulled me aside and said, "You know what, that guy over there, your friend, your Christian friend, he's done this, he's done that." But you know what? People will always bring up our past. They'll always bring up our past. And that's a lie the devil likes to use. Don't feel condemned. We all make mistakes. But we can still grow fruits. Because if you think about it, everything God created always grows back. Like the grass, you can cut. Man, how many of you have cut your lawn? How many cut your grass? Doesn't it keep growing? I had a discussion with my wife for the past two mornings, even today. "Honey, we gotta tie the dogs. We need to grow the grass." "No, we don't. That looks good." "I don't want to cut the grass." You can't. If you don't water the grass all year, it'll still grow next year. It's funny. Everything God creates, it keeps reproducing. But sin could be the same way. And you know what? The Bible says it's sin to be fruitless. That might sound harsh to some of you, but it's so true. It's a sin to be fruitless. Look at this next scripture. I think I have a scripture I put on there. John 15:6. This is Jesus speaking. Okay, look what he put. "You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you to go what?" Again, go what? All right. They're getting it, Jerry. They're getting in there. And he repeats it. Fruit that will what? Last. Fruit that will what? Last. Yes. We got to reproduce that fruit. And you've seen the trees that grow fruit. Some decay and fall, but more grow the next year and the next year. Sometimes trees start reproducing even more. Double the portion from last year. Because the tree gets big, the roots go deep, all the way into the nutrients of the ground. And that's what the Word of God does in our lives. We need to be rooted and grounded in God's Word. We need to be praying and seeking the Lord. We need to be sharing Christ, showing our fruits around others. Yeah, it's going to be hard at times. I've been there. I'm there every day at work. It's going to be hard. It's going to be, you know what blessed me this morning? I rarely look at the audience because I'm worshiping my God too. I don't know how I do it, but I do. And I so happened to did this number. You guys were, some of you were really worshiping. I'm not saying some of you don't, but God smiles on that. And that's where His Spirit comes and He fills you. Don't be embarrassed. I challenge you, all of you, next Sunday, or whatever Sunday, all of you, lift up your hands, show Him your fruits. God smiles on that. He wants to see that we love Him, that we're not embarrassed to lift up our hands. Again, at work, I have a lot of stories at work because that's where I'm at most of my life, most of the day. I work 10, 12-hour days at times. The other 2 days ago, I'm in my little office in the warehouse. I'm reading scripture, studying up, and I just stood up on the desk, and I'm just praising God, worshiping. And one of the guys comes in, and he's like, "Oh, Frank, what are you doing?" "Hold on, I'm worshiping my God." And you know what? You know what? He took a step back, left, closed the door, and stood, because the door has a glass pane window. He stood there like this. See, the fruits are going to show. And when I get off the desk, I'm on the desk, on top of the desk. I'm not just standing there. I want to reach Him. Maybe if I get on desk, I can touch Jesus. Anyways, even though He's all around us. And I walk out and He goes, "Are you okay?" He goes, "Yeah." He goes, "You know what? That other guy that claims he's a Christian, I don't want to talk bad about him, and he's already tearing too. This is all Jesus. It's not me. I glorify and I boast in Christ. Everything that happens to me, I always share it, and I want to give the glory to Jesus." He shed a tear. He goes, "You know what, Frank? You're the real deal. I like you because you're up front. You always talk about God every opportunity. You don't throw them in my face. You're not telling me you're going to hell. Leap over here with the Bible and come here. Let me get all those demons out of you." He's been hurt before by these some of these Christians, just like these religious leaders, they're always making up their own rules, their own ways, because they were comfortable. They liked where they're at. They would go by the Torah and some of the commandments, but these Jewish leaders started adding their own regs and rules and just making it harder for the Jews, their own people. You see? It doesn't work that way. Food is seen. Jesus Christ came in an action. He didn't say, God, I'll go down there. God said, son, you're going to go down there and die for my people. And Jesus says, yes, I will. He came down in action. He came down in love. He didn't need words. Jesus always showed his love, expressed it, sympathized with people that were hurting, all the people that were rejected or outcast. That's how you show your fruits. And again, it's going to be hard, brothers and sisters. It's going to be challenging. But you got to pause for a second and remember what Jesus went through for where we're at. He died for a good cause. And he's expecting us to go out and bear fruit. That's a commandment. See, it says, I chose you. Because a lot of people, I always repeat, they say, oh, I came to Christ last year. Or I came to find Jesus 2 years ago. No, you didn't. Look what it says. I chose you. You're all chosen right here in this room. All of you that came this morning, wasn't coincidence, wasn't chance, wasn't to impress your partner, no. God appointed you to be here today. Like Jerry said, God was going to speak to someone this morning. He's speaking to me right now, because I need this message too. Because I can bear some bad fruit. I ain't perfect. So when my friend goes, are you the real deal and this and that? I go, hold on, dude. Let me just clarify something. As a real Christian, I'm a sinner. I struggle with thoughts. Sometimes I might comment things that hurt. Sometimes I preach the wrong things. You know, I made it clear to him, we're not perfect, but we're being perfect. We're being worked on through the Spirit of God. And that's where the fruits grow. And did you know a tree for it to grow, what you have to do to it? You have to clip off some branches, right, to grow more. And that's the clipping part we don't like. Oh, Lord, don't take that branch off. I really like that one. That's my Saturday night. Don't take that one away. No. There's the remote control, honey. That happens to us. See, fruit won't grow. This is something I've never shared before, I don't think, and some of you probably don't know because, well, I'm probably in a room full of Bible scholars, but here it goes. The mustard seed. Jesus said, all you need to have is a small little seed. It's the smallest seed. And when they grow the mustard plant, they're growing it. The Jews would grow it at 3 months. I think it said it's like 3 or 4 feet tall. At that age, guess what they do to the mustard seed tree to grow bigger? Anybody. I knew it. They didn't know that. Anyway, I didn't give you a chance. I'm kidding. They would take a stick or a rod and beat the plant. Beat it. Can you imagine? The beatings we go through, boy, what do you do? Doesn't matter. Just go for it. Let him do his work in you. And they beat this plant up. And guess what? It grows double the size. It grows double the size, gives double the fruit. See, we're going to go through stuff we need to. I was talking to my partner Saturday coming home from work. He goes, Frank, how can you put up with this guy? And he says this. And man, I'm ready to shoot him. That's how he talks. I don't talk this way. I'm paraphrasing these men. And he goes, I don't see how you get all this patience. I go, it's Jesus. It's Jesus that gives me patience. I go, when I'm going through hard times or afflictions or rejection or with a person, you need to see it this way, Christians. As an opportunity for yourself to grow through that trial and show Christ. Show Christ. That's the only way you're going to show your fruit for Jesus. You see? We're going to go through stuff. People are going to come. We live around people. Sorry. God made it that way. He put us here. He appointed us. And we're going to complain and then fake it all the way through with a bunch of leaves. You know what leaves do? They cover. We have a lot of covering. We need to let God get in there. Do some pruning, move some leaves out of the way. Let the real light of Jesus Christ come in and work in us. Amen? He needs to come in. And we're all sinners, but we're saved by grace. Thank God for grace. We need grace. Not if there's a grace sitting out there. I'm talking about God's grace. His grace is awesome. He always lifts us up. God is not a God that's going to come beat on us. All he's saying is, I was talking to a friend just a while ago before starting, he goes, he always lifts us up. When we fall, he lifts us up. You know what the coolest part I believe is? That God's hand's already under there because he knows when we're going to flop and mess up. It's okay, son, get up. I got you. I got your back, as they say. It's okay, you're full of leaves, we're going to work on you. We need to remember all these things. We need to be reading our Bibles. We're not going to hear from God or know what God has for our lives or bear fruit if we're not reading, if we're not praying. All that's important, but showing your fruits. We need to show the fruits of Christ. We need to show the world. Amen? It says in verse 12, Jesus was hungry. The next slide, please. Jesus is always hungry for his people. It says that right in verse 12. Yeah, it's physically talking of a tree. He was hungry. But in reality, spiritually speaking, to all the Christians, Jesus is always hungry for his people. He's always hungry to be with you, to help you, to be there with you through whatever you're going through. And he wants to cultivate our lives so all these leaves can start falling off and produce fruit. You see, the leaves block the fruit from the sunlight, but once the fruit is ripe and ready, the leaves kind of wither away, some fall, and the sunlight starts hitting that fruit and it grows. Then it's edible. Jesus is always hungry for his people. He's always seeking. What's the next slide say? What did I put? As Christians, are we bearing any fruit in our lives? That's a question I would ask. I ask myself. And God works on me daily at work. Trust me. It's not easy. I work with 50 guys. 75% of them don't know the Lord. I hear a lot of cursing, a lot of war stories. And I just sit there. Sometimes I don't laugh. And they don't say nothing. Why ain't you laughing? They don't mind that I'm there. They know my walk. They know what I'm about. And when the topic about God is brought up, hey, what do you think, Frank? Well, here I go. I'm not going to beat it into them because the fruit won't grow. It won't grow. Are we bearing any fruit? Jesus is hungry. He's pleased when we worship him, when we act in a way that amplifies Christ in our situations daily, because it's a daily thing, friends. And guess what? Jesus is coming back. It's a boiling point as this topic is preached about. He's coming back with fire. He wants to purify his people. He wants to see who's going to be the real deal. Because gold, you put it in fire to burn out all the impurities. See, the Bible says we're like precious gold to him. But he takes us through these fires, these furnaces of life. These points, pivotal points that we go through. Just like a pot or a vase. A vase, as they say. Vase. That sounds cool. I'm going to talk about vase. When the potter's making the vase, it's a water clay. He puts it on there. Hits that wheel. And we're spinning. Here's our life. But as you're spinning, God's hand is forming you. Amen? This is the part that's not fun because sometimes you can get dizzy, especially my age. I better stand over here and hold on. Anyways, God is spinning you. But he's forming you into what he has appointed you to be. And your first thing you're appointed to be is to show your fruit. Go preach Christ when the opportunity comes. And you're on this wheel of life. And you're forming and you're forming. Wow, you're forming. And that's when the young Christian, just like I did, 8 months into my walk, oh, I know it all, honey. See you later. I'm the pastor of the Imperial Valley. I got ahead of God. And guess what? I flopped right in my face, fell into sin. Not a happy story. But I thought I knew it all already. I was still on that wheel. And I flopped. You know why? Because the potter said, hold on. I still got to put you in the furnace to harden you. To really get the strength out of you. But boy, no, Frank wants to go what he wants to do. So the potter gets the clay and throws it on the wall. I'll work on you later. So the potter does. That's what God does. He's not going to leave you there. He'll come back. Put you in the wheel again. Try it again. He wants us to bear fruit. And see, once you're formed, he forms you. The potter, okay, he shuts off the machine. And he'll put you in the furnace and passes you through the fire. Woo, it's getting hot in here. I don't like this person at work, but I got to deal with it. It's getting pretty hot in here. I don't like the way they're talking to me. I don't like the way my wife responded. Oh, my back hurts. Oh, why am I sick? See, these things come. But you're going through a furnace. And guess what? Once it comes out, you're done. He sits it on the shelf for a day or two, sometimes a week. Then guess what the potter does? He comes, gets a rod, and taps it. Is it ready? A lot of times they break. Guess what? Puts water back on the wall again. But if you pass that first furnace, there's a second furnace. A little bit hotter. He passes you through that. See, life, there's steps, spiritual steps. And you're growing and growing and growing. I love Remnant Church. People are coming and we're growing together. We're going to be one big, beautiful fig tree one day before God. Did you know in Revelations is the only spot I found that a leaf can do? Revelations 22, I believe, verse 6, and I didn't quite memorize that one. I think it's in there somewhere. Read it. There's a tree of life in the center of the river, it says, by the river of God. These leaves are for healing of the nations, of His people. I can't wait to get there and see this tree that's going to heal me and bring me in. I want to bring all my fruits before Jesus. Here it is, Jesus. Here's what I live for you. Yeah, I gave up my music career and the world I had for 12 years in a rock instrumental band. I gave up music for a while to take care of my wife, and it goes on and on. We need to sacrifice some things out of our lives. We need to let Jesus come and work on us, you see? See, Jesus is always watching us. Next scripture. Jesus is always watching us. What did I put under that? Are we dressing up and carrying our Bibles to impress others, or are we truly seeking Jesus? That's why earlier when I was playing like this, you guys are worshiping. And just because you don't do this doesn't mean you're not saved or you're going to go to hell. No, don't get me wrong. You're showing your fruits. I'm not ashamed to share Christ anywhere I go. My wife and my daughters will tell you. Like I've told you before, I prayed with people in the restrooms, in front of vans and parking lots at a park, in closets, on a desk. Hey, bro, what you doing? I'm praising God. Don't be ashamed. That's the only way they're going to see your fruits. I know they're going to talk about you. Are they going to ridicule you? Well, guess what? They did it to Christ. And He was the Son of God. He was God in the flesh. And they wanted to take Him out. But all He was bringing was truth and love, compassion, help, salvation for eternity. Salvation for eternity. Jesus is always after us. He's always watching. And He was trying to show, that's why I'm sure, I believe, it doesn't say, I could be wrong here. I believe the disciples were in there too to learn that it's not just not about having leaves and looking good for Jesus. It's not about external. It's internal. See, it was symbolic what was taking place at this time. But it has a true meaning behind it. We need to be growing fruit. We need to be reading His Word. And most of all, we need to be living a life that honors God. We're not perfect. And we're going to fail. And we're going to flop. But He's always there. He's just saying, get up. Let's do it again. We'll grow more fruit after this one. Amen? And the third point is that Jesus is what? The next one. Always comes to restore us. I believe He came to that fig tree as well to help it out. Other than that, He rebuked and cursed it. I'll speak spiritually. Jesus will always come to us at our worst times to be there and restore us. Are we trying to look good around the outside and not working on the hidden stuff that's inside of us? See, Jesus needs to come in our lives. And some of us have spider webs and cobwebs and skeletons and stacks of stuff. Some of them smaller stacks. You know what I hear at work a lot? Almost every day. But Frank, I'm a good person. I'm going to go to heaven, right? I'm like, oof. If you believe that, God bless you, brother. See, I don't want to impose on them. I want them to ask me, so when they don't like the argument, they brought it up. And when they get upset and argue with me, I say, you know what, we'll take it up with God. Argue with Him. It's right here. You see what I mean? There's ways to witness to people. There's ways to show our fruits. But He'll always restore you. Yeah, we were running a little late today, but God's word will always come through. His worship will always be for Him. We need to forget why we're doing this, why we're coming to Remnant. We need to get plugged in. We need to, I think these pastors here have asked you, have you actually really met everyone? We need to greet each other, show our fruits. I haven't met all of you yet, but I go out of my way to just say hello, good morning, welcome. I'm glad you're here. I've learned to do that. We need to learn to do that, not just here though, when we leave here. Is the fruits we need to show out there. Jesus said it. We are even to come to our enemies. Ugh, I don't like that person. We need to, He said. Love your enemies. Pray for them. A lot of us here work. I know that. And those people are there. But think of it this way. One is so you can grow and your fruit will grow. But second, it's an opportunity. Seed is an opportunity to show your fruits. I've been hurt before by people, and I'm okay. You will too. You'll come out better on the other side because you'll have fruit then. And then when this person sees your reactions, no doubt in my heart that they walk away and say, how can he not tell me anything? How is it that he didn't get upset? How is it that he could have just still loved on me? And God starts working in that heart and moving in that person's life. And when you come across them again, they're going to come at you a little gentler, really just not like you. But God does that. God will increase your fruit. Young people, you guys are the next generation. Teenagers, 20-year-olds. I'm going to stop at 20, not go to 30. Young people, God has appointed you to be the next church. You guys have missions to accomplish for God. He wants to use you and you and you. And this is a place to learn it. These guys study week after week, showing you their fruit and what they know out of God's word and where to grow from it and go share it. Has anyone asked you for your lunch to share your lunch at work? Or do you just offer it? My wife gets upset because she makes me these hellacious lunches sometimes. And every time I get home, did you eat your lunch? She knows what I did. I give it away. But she doesn't know this part. I get some of their tacos back. Some good stuff. You see, so if you're sharing Christ, some of it's going to come back. Probably not that day. Probably not that month. I'm still praying for my family for 12 years. None of them are saved yet. A couple of sisters are on the fence, maybe. But they're learning. I'm not going to say, you guys ain't got it right. I'm glad. My brother-in-law's not here today. And he had a lot of issues in his life. He was full of fig leaves. And the Lord came into his life. Completely changed it. Restoring his marriage. He's back home. He told me last Sunday he was here. Came and smiled and hugged me, said, Frank, thanks. I go, thank Jesus, not me. I didn't do anything. I was just the tool, the vessel, showing you my fruits of what Christ can do in any situation. Doesn't matter what you're facing. Doesn't matter what you're going through. Because you know what? The bottom line? It's not about us. It's the eternity, the eternal. Where is it all going to end up? It's all for the glory of Christ. It's all for Jesus. We need to remember Jesus. And I can bust up in tears right now because for many years I was stuck in the world. A rock star. Just vanity. Fame. The best drummer. I hate that word. You're the best drummer. No, I'm not. It's a gift God gave me to honor Him. See? It's an easy way to show fruit. If you have skills in this room, honor Christ with them. Tell people, yeah, I do this because Christ has given me the wisdom, the knowledge. He's appointed me to be here in this company and to bring the light to the darkness. He show fruit and bear it. That's our mission, guys. Amen? A lot of us have leaves of pain and struggles. Some of us have been rejected. Some of us have leaves of just torment. Leaves of, I don't know what God is doing in your life. But don't see it as a problem. See it as an opportunity to grow your fruit for Jesus. Jesus came and died for us. He gave it all. How much are we giving? What are we spending more time in?
You've been listening to a presentation of Remnant. For more information, visit us at remnantchurchonline.com. You